with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. This week, we're talking to each of the three candidates for Basalt's next town mayor at their favorite spot in town. For our last story, we go to downtown Basalt to sit alongside the Roaring Fork River with candidate Bill Infante. He's lived in the Roaring Fork Valley since 2015 and says he brings a fresh perspective. Here's our conversation. So why did you want to come to the river today?
Well, there are a number of reasons, and I just think that our riverfront is such a crucial asset, but it's a crucial asset because it's symbolic. It connects all of Basalt. It runs from the south side to the north side. It connects Old Town with Willits. And I think this is just a profoundly important statement. We are one Basalt, and the river connects us all.
What is one thing you love about Basalt?
Our town is so wonderful, and it begins with the great people. Why did Bettina, my wife, and I and our kids settle in Basalt? It's because of the people. And it's not just the warmth, but it's the incredible inspiration that they provide. I mean, we've got some of the world's leading architects and engineers and people who are inspiring form. I mean, I'm thrilled that we've finally moved beyond the paralysis of the Pan and Fork for the past 8 years, and the Art Base is going to anchor this riverfront property, bringing arts education to our youth, bringing gallery space to the incredible local and regional artists that we have in the valley. I mean, this is a great opportunity to distinguish ourselves, and these are the things that really make Basalt so special.
So then, what is one thing you would want to change about Basalt?
So what would I change? I would develop the partnerships up and down the valley that are so critical. And these are partnerships with other communities and with our state. Working together, we can tackle all of these vexing challenges. The challenge of promoting affordable housing or having enough affordable housing for pick your demographic, pick your cohort. We know that we need more elderly housing. We know that we need to accommodate the young, bright, skilled workers that are populating our town, that work at the RMI, that work at the great institutions down in Willits, that are, you know, again, the essence of who we are.
What do you think qualifies you to be the mayor of Basalt?
I have spent 25 years living and working overseas in the public sector. I think that I can bring an experience, new ideas, just a new approach that I hope will permit us to continue to build this great community, make it more cohesive, capitalize on the resources that we have. And it's really about, again, building the partnerships. On the substance, we've had a super great council for the past 2 years that I've served on it. And I mean, we all share the same values. We all ascribe to the things that we agree are important. But I think the approach that I bring is indeed a little bit different.
What would be your top priority if you, or one of your top priorities, if you were to be elected?
The priority that I think we're going to have to look at the outset is, of course, the priority of building our team, building a cohesive council that can function with the information, the insight, and the knowledge to make informed decisions. We want to avoid getting stuck as we did on the Pan and Fork for 8 years. My goodness, we can't do that anymore. So we'll want to look at the other challenges of building a cohesive downtown. This means addressing the Basalt Center Circle, otherwise known as the Clark's Market, City Market Parcel, and finding ways to really inject the vibrancy that people have said they want. And so those are going to be the priorities, and I look forward to working with just an excellent team of people who are also going to be elected this April 7th.
That was Basalt mayoral candidate Bill Infante, who's running in the upcoming April 7th election. You can find more information on the Basalt mayoral candidates on our website at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.